It's 14 minutes now after 7, after 8 in the Peace in Fort Nelson. You're listening to us here in Prince Rupert at 8:60 a.m. And a proposed medical marijuana clinic plans to move forward in Prince Rupert despite a proposed new marijuana bylaw. Yesterday, Prince Rupert Mayor Lee Brain told Daybreak about a proposed temporary ban on pot shops in the city.
But we're going to have a temporary zoning amendment where we're going to essentially ban all commercial operations from Prince Rupert until January 1st, 2018. What this allows us to do is gives us the opportunity to first find out what the regulations are going to be federally. It's difficult for us to make rules right now because at the moment we have no rules in terms of where these are allowed to go. Are they allowed to be around schools? We don't have any business licensing rules either. And so this gives us the opportunity to take our time, research what other communities are doing, figure out what the rules are going to be federally, and once it becomes legalized, then we'll be able to make rules around that and be able to apply that.
Prince Rupert Mayor Lee Brain says the new interim rules will not allow retail sales of pot in Prince Rupert, at least until the federal government legalizes it. The temporary ban is still subject to a public meeting on January 23rd. Terry Roycroft is the founder and president of the Medicinal Cannabis Resource Center. The company plans to open up in Prince Rupert early this year, and we've reached Terry Roycroft this morning. Hello.
Hello.
Good to have you back on the program, Terry. How does this potential temporary ban impact your plans for a marijuana medical clinic here in Prince Rupert?
Well, we're talking about basically two different programs here. I think the mayor is talking about the illegal sale of black market cannabis through dispensaries, which are proliferating Vancouver. A lot of those have opened up in Toronto. I know Victoria, Nanaimo, and Squamish are all looking to implement some kind of a temporary system where they can do that.
How is your clinic different?
Well, our clinic works within the federal system. We are actually a resource center that works with the physicians who are licensing patients through the federal program. We don't sell cannabis through our program. We're basically a medical clinic with doctors who specialize in cannabis support. So we are a totally different scenario than an illegal pot shop.
Would there be any marijuana on the premises?
No, we have no marijuana on the premises at all in the situation that we're doing. We can be a conduit for a patient. So, in fact, under the federal rules, if someone chose to have their product sent to the medical clinic for pickup, that is allowed under the federal rules. That is only after he has purchased it from a bona fide licensed producer that has been licensed by the federal government. Now, we don't have a lot of people looking to do that through Vancouver or the number of other clinics that we have around the country. Typically, they just have it directly sent to their home. But in certain cases, patients would not want it sent directly to their home because they have children or they're concerned about, you know, the optics of having it sent there, even though it's done very, very discreetly. In our situation, we would be able to transfer the product for a patient if he so decided. But that is all legal under the federal guidelines, which the mayor is waiting for those guidelines to come out. Mm-hmm. We work within those right now. We have for the last 7 years.
I want to ask you about something you brought up earlier, and that's municipalities allowing pot sales before the federal government does so itself. Why do you think they're doing that?
Well, first of all, it started with Vancouver. In 2000, the first pot shop opened up here. There was about four or five that opened up within the next 5 years. The police worked with them because of a need, and they allowed a bit of a horse out of the barn type scenario. In the last 2 years, there's been over 100 that have opened in Vancouver. It got out of control. So what Vancouver now is doing is licensing the land use. They cannot license or give business license to anything that is under the criminal code, which in fact these dispensaries are acting now. But we've got other ones because of the proliferation, because of them using the civil disobedience rationale to be able to open these because of the pending legalization, and because of the legal medical marijuana side of it, people are pushing the boundaries.
And I guess that's the point there, is that pending legalization. So what do you think about Prince Rupert's caution among city council? Do you think that it's a smart move, or are they possibly missing an opportunity?
Well, right now, I think that's probably a prudent direction to go. There is no legal way for people to be selling cannabis at this time. Now, in the future, that will be different. We're already looked at the basic guidelines that have come out that will be part of the framework that will be issued in April of next year. And basically, they're very, very clear that they're looking for storefront distribution. They may look at that through specific shops they will set up that are in conjunction with licensed producers. And certainly, pharmacies will be a big part of that distribution for the medical side of it. Now, when we get to the recreational, they're looking at different angles, and they have, you know, put out some recommendations for that. But again, we'll see the major framework coming out in April of 2017, and at that point, there'll still be more discussion because that'll be a federal edict. Mm-hmm. Now, what we'll see is all the provinces weighing in individually and deciding how they want to see distribution done, similar to alcohol across the country. Each province has its own idea of distribution, storage, and what they're doing. Same thing's going to happen with cannabis, and that's going to take another period of time after the framework.
Yeah, let alone the municipal part to all of this. Let me jump in here, Terry. When it comes to opening your clinic here in Prince Rupert, when we last spoke, you were planning to open early this year. What's the latest on those plans?
Well, we had still planned to do that, but the physician that we were specifically working with has been called away and is dealing with some family issues at this point, so we've had to delay that. But we're still going ahead with that. And in fact, we know at this point there's several doctors that are supporting cannabis in Prince Rupert. And again, they're doing that through their traditional practices. And again, that's why we differ from everyone else, because this is just a federal program. This is something that doctors have been given authority to do, licensed cannabis. And so I know several, and out of the 20 or 30 doctors that are up there in that area, there's probably a few more than that that are actually supporting their own patient flow. We're different in the fact that our doctors are specialized, and we will be exclusively working within that space. So that's really the only difference between us and the current doctors that are supporting cannabis right now right across the country.
Well, Terry, I hope you'll keep us up to date on the plans to open here in Prince Rupert, and thanks for your time this morning. Bye-bye. That is Terry Roycroft, and he is the founder and president of the Medicinal Cannabis Resource Center. The company plans to open in Prince Rupert this year. We turn it over to you. What do you think about this discussion that's underway in Prince Rupert? A public meeting happening on January 23rd over the question of a temporary ban on pot sales in town. You can let us know, 1-866-340-1932.